Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. November the 9th, the church remembered the dedication of St. John Lateran, a dedication which marked the commemoration of the first public consecration of a church, one which today one always refers to as the Pope's Cathedral. Stay tuned and find out why with
Father Jim Pugliese, director of the Rome-based Ecumenical Centre Centro Pro Unione, run by the Atonement Friars, of which he is the Superior General.
Yes, mainly because St. Peter's was a pilgrimage place. It was the tomb of the martyr. And the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome has always been St. John Lateran's. In fact, that was the residence of the popes up until really modern times, because, you know, the summer residence used to be the Quirinale, which is now the presidential residence. So the pope lived in the city of Rome as its bishop. And because of political changes, that is, with the unification of Italy, the removal of the Papal States, then the Pope really was restricted to this little small area, which is known as Vatican City State, another country. Technically, St. Peter's is a very large church, but it's not even the parish church of the Vatican. You know, we all know St. Anne's is the parish church of Vatican City. So it's, we might just say, a big neighborhood church. But, of course, it's the center for all pilgrimage of people here to Rome, because where Peter was martyred and where Peter was buried became a place of worship from the early times, Constantinian times, who built the first church there and then made it larger and larger. So technically, the Pope doesn't have a cathedral in the Vatican. There's just a parish church in the Vatican. But his cathedral, since his first and foremost, the most important title, is Bishop of Rome.
Why Bishop of Rome?
So it's an ecclesio and ecclesiological reason, obviously, because it is a local church that was founded here in this city, first among the Jews who accepted Jesus as their Messiah. And then we know that Paul came to the city of Rome, and he worked not among the Jewish community, even though he was always Jewish, but among those were the Gentiles, the so-called pagans, that would have been the Romans or the Greeks that lived here that were not of Jewish origin. And so this church is founded on these two pillars, Peter and Paul, one representing the unity of the peoples to whom the gospel is now being preached, those first to the house of Israel, and then secondly those, as Israel's mission was to all of the world, to those outside of the house of Israel. And so this became a local church, like a church in London, in New York, Chicago, Buenos Aires, wherever. And so this was the seat of its head, which would have been the Bishop of Rome. So this title is a very important ecclesiastical title, because it's a sacramental title. The title of Pope is something that's added on as almost as an honor. We know that some churches call their bishops Papa, just like we do, and Papa Shenouda, for example, the Coptic Church in Egypt. It just means it's the father of this church. And so the original title and the most venerated title is being the Bishop of Rome. And we notice already in Benedict XVI, coat of arms, the tiara is not there. It's the bishop's mitre. So he is underscoring the role that first and foremost is a sacramental role, that he is bishop of a local church, a particular church. It's not just any particular church. It's a church that was founded here in Rome by the two apostles, Peter and Paul, and a church which was sanctified by the lives of many martyrs, which is the reason why Rome was so important, because of the quality of its faith in the past. And I'm sure with the former Cardinal Ratzinger, this point is very, very important, especially as he looks towards the re-Christianization, if you want, of Europe, that it was founded on the blood of the martyrs, those men and women who gave their very lives for the sake of the gospel.
St. John Lateran is considered the mother and head of all churches of the city and of the world, as is written, as is inscribed over its entrance, Omnium Orbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Caput. Can you explain?
It's the Mother Church because from its baptistry, which was the building which is separate from the church, but where all the Christians of this local church were born eventually, is born all churches. Now, this is a little bit a tricky interpretation. And the reason I say this is because the Mother Church is always referred to as Jerusalem, right? We have this tradition which is very, very strong among the Orientals and among the Westerners that the first church, the primary church, was the Church of Jerusalem presided over by James and not by Peter. And in fact, this is one of the ecclesial traditions that we have, that all communities descend originally from the church in Jerusalem, which has a symbolic sense because it represents the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that will become the seat of the glory of God. But Rome, because of the fact that it took on importance not only from the religious point of view, where there are many people who accepted the faith, especially first, as I said before, among the Jews that were here, but also among all the other people that were living here, but also because of the fact that Rome acquires a political force. It became the center of the empire. It was the center of the empire at the time of Jesus' death. And so it was a force to be reckoned with. And we know that the role of religion in politics was always very, very important throughout the course of all of history, that emperors wanted to have a unified political base, but also because of the fact that religion many times served as the glue of that political base. And so when eventually the Roman Empire, the political aspect of it, falls into disuse, it is the Bishop of Rome who acquires the power, steps into the vacuum that is created to protect the people, to provide services, to provide judgment, etc. So the Pope then, the Bishop of Rome, begins to acquire a more of a political sense as well as a religious and spiritual sense. And so from this point of view, St. John Lateran is considered then to be the mother of all churches from which all churches are born because of the fact of his communion with its bishop.
Father Pugliese, having taken possession of his cathedral, Pope Benedict XVI then went down the road to take possession of the Basilica of St. Mary Major to pay homage to an icon of the Madonna known as Salus Populi Romani.
Yeah, so of course, as Bishop of Rome, that has a very particular meaning for the Romans here as this local church, because this icon represents something very important. It represents the relationship this church has to Mary, Mother of God, who was seen also as the one who was the protectress, if you want, during very difficult times. Especially during times of pestilence and times of war, that the people at difficult times turn asking Mary's intercession on behalf of the people here in this church. So this image, this icon of Mary is very, very important for the Roman people. And obviously its relationship to the foundation of this church, Mary Major, as we know, is a very ancient church that was constructed and one of the four major basilicas. And so it has a special relationship to the Bishop of Rome and to this local church. So it's more or less his taking possession, but paying homage to Mary, who is understood as the salvation of the Roman people.
My thanks there go to Father Jim Pugliese, director of the Rome-based ecumenical center Centro Pro Unione, run by the Atonement Friars, of which he is the Superior General.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.